Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with all your local news. The state government is set to introduce tougher new penalties for offenders who ram emergency vehicles. There's been at least 60 cases of police vehicles being damaged during attempts to stop people over the last year. Ramming an emergency vehicle will become a criminal offence with a maximum jail term of 14 years. Anyone causing willful damage to a vehicle faces up to 7 years in jail. Meanwhile, some 6 months since it was launched, and the state government is labelling its rollout of the Queensland Digital Licence app a success. But as our reporter Courtney Thomas explains, not all businesses are on board.
More than 460,000 Queenslanders have downloaded the app since November last year, with thousands joining daily. A Transport and Main Road spokesperson says the digital licence is legally equivalent to the physical card under Queensland law, but some businesses still only accept it for certain transactions. TMR say they are working to increase its acceptance.
Full jails in a matter of weeks is what a former Queensland police officer says would happen if a blanket ban was placed on domestic violence offences. It comes as the Wide Bay has seen a spike in breach of DVOs over the last 12 months, peaking at 367 breaches in January. Terry Goldsworthy says it's a tough problem because those at risk of reoffending shouldn't be on bail, but keeping an alleged DV offender on remand wouldn't work either.
You know, there's so many. I mean, if you look at the amount of DV orders taken out in Queensland, tens of thousands, other states would be in similar situations. You're going to overload the criminal justice system.
To sport now in round three of the Bundi Rugby League tomorrow, and it'll be a test of the mettle for this year's Pass Brothers A-grade squad as they square up against the Wallaroos. The Wallaroos have had a screaming start to the season, dispatching the East Magpies and the Seagulls with ease in the first two rounds. Elsewhere, the Gulls have the Panthers this weekend, while the Pies will take the Waves Tigers.